AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico today. Police say that a boy about 13 years old shot a classmate at an Albuquerque middle school. Deputy Police Commander Kyle Hartsock on KOAT-TV.
Isolated shooting between two male students had taken place. One had been shot, another one had fired a weapon.
It's not clear what prompted the deadly shooting. It was the third day of the new school year. The top official in Dallas County, Texas, says they've run out of ICU beds for children who are sick with COVID-19. In Houston County, the county judge is imposing a mask mandate, despite the governor's ban on health safety measures.
The board of the Houston Independent School District passed a mask mandate for the upcoming school year at a very heated board meeting Thursday night. While some parents objected in sound provided by KTRK,
this mask mandate is illegal, abusive, and tyrannical behavior.
Pediatrician Christina Propes offered some facts.
Anyone here who thinks children do not get COVID, there are children who have died this week in the Texas Medical Center.
Parents told the school board they think the mask mandate is unconstitutional and they will defy it by sending their kids without one. I'm Shelley Antler.
The governor of Oregon is deploying National Guard troops to help care for the surge of COVID patients.
I cannot emphasize enough the seriousness of this crisis for all Oregonians.
There are just 3 days left for a special Obamacare sign-up period. The Biden administration reopened healthcare.gov and increased subsidies in light of the pandemic. The Pentagon says a Marine contingent has arrived in Kabul, the first in the effort to help evacuate U.S. Embassy personnel. Spokesman John Kirby admits there's concern about how quickly key cities in Afghanistan have fallen to a Taliban blitz.
And the lack of resistance that they have faced.
This is AP News. A federal judge is refusing landlords' requests to block the federal moratorium on rental evictions.
District Judge Dabney Friedrich says the ban imposed last week is substantially similar to one she's already ruled is illegal. But Friedrich says her hands are tied by a ruling from an appeals court above her. President Biden's acknowledged questions about the ban's legality, but says a court fight would buy time for states to distribute billions in rental aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security's warning that the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks next month and approaching religious holidays could inspire violent attacks by extremists. A national terrorism bulletin doesn't cite any specific threats, but says the U.S. is in a heightened threat environment. On Wall Street, stocks saw modest gains. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.